Most people outside the art world had never even heard of the artist Andrea Frazier until the New York Times Magazine ran a story last year about a video piece she did called Untitled. And then the rest of the media went nuts.
And up next, an artist has sex with a collector for $20,000 and tapes it. Is that performance art or prostitution and porn? And where's the outrage?
In her piece, Frazier videotaped herself having sex with a man she didn't know, a big-time art collector. Their encounter had been set up by her art dealer, who had charged the man a great deal of money. The videotape was later shown in a New York gallery, and Tamar Brott talked to Frazier, who explained for us what Untitled was really meant to be all about.
At first glance, it did seem like just another story about an artist who takes the hackneyed metaphor of selling oneself too literally. But Andrea Frazier wasn't a hack. She was 37 years old when Untitled came out, and well-respected in the art world as a critic and a performance artist. She taught at UCLA and Columbia and Yale. She'd had retrospectives in Europe.
In a way, all of my work is about what people want from art, what people who go to museums might want from art, what collectors want from art, and also what artists want from art.
Prior to Untitled, Frazier often satirized the art world by staging fake openings and award ceremonies and performing the role of all the participants, from the artist trying to explain his work. To the collectors.
Most of the art we collect is about sex or excrement, and we always love her work, even when it makes us want to throw up.
Frazier was particularly interested in the relationship between the artist and collector.
It's the collectors, really, in a sense, who make the careers of certain artists. They have enormous power to do this.
Chris Krauss, writer and art critic.
In the formation of the meaning of the work, in the value of the work especially, because by paying a high price, by buying out a show before the show opens, the collector is imposing an enormous value on that work.
Frazier hadn't had much interaction with collectors before Untitled. As a performance artist who made no saleable objects, she mostly survived on grants from nonprofits. But at a certain point, the money started drying up, partly because the people who gave her that money were tired of being poked fun of. Whereupon Frazier was faced with the realization that if she wanted to survive as an artist, she'd have to pony up something to actually sell. Frazier sometimes chokes up when she talks about it.
And that's when I first thought about doing Untitled. It was a response to feeling betrayed in a way by the art world and what I felt it was supposed to stand for, a world that has values that are not just market values.
But in the end, Frazier decided to take it all the way.
Yeah, well, if I'm going to have to sell it, I might as well sell it, you know.
Technically, what Frazier intended to sell were 5 DVDs of the sexual encounter, the first of which was promised to the collector himself. Frazier won't say how much he actually paid, and neither he nor Frazier's dealer would be interviewed for this story. The actual video was photographed in a hotel room from a high angle peering down over the bed. It's an hour long and silent. Some people think it looks like a surveillance tape. It starts with Frazier standing by the bed in a red dress, holding some drinks. Then the collector comes in. He looks to be in his 40s. They're both attractive. They chit-chat nervously. They sit on the bed.
What I see when I watch Untitled is something like kind of sinking through layers. On the top layer, there are these relationships between artists and collectors. There are the cocktail parties, and there's the money that gets exchanged, and what's sort of seductive about that.
Then you see them kiss.
And then there's the layer in which those relationships get sexualized. The fantasies that are bound up for many people with art and with artists themselves. And that is also one of the things that artists sell. It's one of the things that collectors buy or buy into.
Then you see them take off their clothes.
And then under that, what are the things that we want out of those sort of fantasies and those relationships? And artists are artists because we want to be loved and we want to be recognized.
When Frazier showed Untitled, the art world was stunned, but not for the obvious reasons.
A lot of people seemed very disappointed. oh, this is so boring. You've made sex look boring. And I really wonder whether they've ever seen themselves having sex. I think probably not.
Others had expected some kind of commentary on prostitution, or at least art is prostitution. But Fraser provided almost no accompanying text to the piece. And in the end, it looks just like a video of two people having sex and enjoying it.
And in a way, that is something that was, I think, very disturbing, to be kind of confronted with something that did, in fact, seem very private.
That Fraser refused to explain the piece only made matters worse. She was accused of garden variety exhibitionism. After all, some of the critics pointed out, she had a fine body. She worked out. Her pubic hair was waxed. Critic Chris Krauss.
Well, if you're a girl in the art world, it seems you can't win if you're going to use your body. You're either criticized for being too pretty. If you're pretty, you're being too seductive. You're narcissistic. You're exhibitionistic. Or if you're too ugly, you're just a joke.
Oddly, no one seemed to question the participation of the collector himself, except Fraser.
I did ask the collector why he was interested in participating in the piece. And one thing that stands out in my mind is that he wanted to be able to participate in an artwork beyond writing a check.
And in the end, this is what really startled Fraser about Untitled, and what turned that tired old metaphor of artist prostitution on its head.
For me, it's really not a cynical piece at all. I mean, here is a person who's willing not only to support my work financially, but to take a huge personal risk to make it possible. And what else would I want from a collector, really? You know?
For Studio 360, this is Tamar Broad.
Those three remaining copies of Untitled are for sale at the Frederick Petzl Gallery in New York.